Brand new talk show coming to our airwaves on Tuesday afternoon, 2 to 5 p.m., the Markley and Van Camp Show. Doing a little moving around, our Glenn Beck contract up. Clark Howard's going to be moving. It'll come on just after us starting Monday morning, and it'll run from 9 until 11. But the Markley and Van Camp Show, syndicated, based out of Peoria, Illinois. Of course, we got a chance to talk with our former co-worker here, Jamie Markley, yesterday. And the other half of the duo joining us here this morning, I'd like to welcome in David Van Camp. David, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. And we are just pumped to be part of the GIL lineup. Just, of course, right down the road, we've heard a lot about your station, and we know that Roger runs it really well, and we're really glad to be part of the team.
Well, I know you've heard a lot because, of course, Jamie worked here with us at one time, and it's great to have you guys on. And it's kind of interesting for us, and probably for you also, that you know you've been there at WMBD, which is kind of I don't know if I should say the flagship station, but that's kind of where you guys started with your talk show, and going on a nationally syndicated basis now. But having markets nearby, it's got to be kind of interesting for you guys as well.
Yeah, and I think it's probably because Jamie's from the area, it's probably a little bit more nerve-wracking for him because, you guys go way back, and everybody around there knows where his bodies are buried and all the skeletons in his closet. But, no, we are just we're thrilled to be part of the team now.
You know, it's interesting. We talked about this yesterday. Jamie's from Knoxville originally, so kind of grew up around the area. And I don't think – I'd mentioned this earlier. I don't think people would know this when they hear you talk, but you actually grew up in Houston, Texas. What happened to the accent, or did that just not – was it like George Costanza? It's like, it skips a generation.
No, well, I did. I grew up, I had an accent, but I actually had to – when I got into broadcasting, I wound up just sort of beating it out of myself because initially I was a news anchor. And early on, my first job was part-time in news talk in Dallas-Fort Worth. And the first program director, news director that I ever had said, listen, man, you can't sound like a redneck from East Texas if you're going to be on my airwaves. So I just kind of, wound up practicing reading textbooks out loud and getting the accent out of the way.
So would you have to
I still fall, whenever I'm around family, though, like at the Christmas get-together, I still wind up sliding back into it.
So would you have to sit there and air check yourself to listen? And I mean, could you actually hear it in yourself?
I couldn't hear it. They had to sort of coach me for that.
Yeah, because it seems like, because that's just what you're used to. And I still remember this has been years and years ago, basic training for, I had gone into the Air National Guard. I'm at Air Force basic training. And I remember talking to a young man from the hills of Georgia, and there's another guy that was happened to be from Springfield that described it to him best. He said, you don't talk like us. We sound like the people on TV, and you don't. And
right.
He didn't get it. He thought he sounded just like the rest of us. But it's a little bit different. So for you, more of a news background, you've been gotten into the broadcast industry and news and been a news director, and then ended up in Peoria at WMBD and news director, and then later program director. But how did you end up on that, being in on the talk side of things?
Well, the backstory of the Markley and Van Camp show is it initially was on WMBD. It was the Robbins and Markley show with Scott Robbins, who is now back
right
as part of this show. And you'll hear him. He does a segment called Scott Takes, where he just rants about whatever is on his mind, and then he pops in from time to time throughout the show. But it was a Robbins and Markley show, and he wound up, unfortunately, in, I think it was August of 2015, he had a massive couple of heart attacks. And so I was the program director at the time at WMBD, and we were looking for fill-ins to work with Jamie because we didn't know how long Scott might be out. He was in a coma for a couple of months. I mean, it was a bad situation, obviously. And so we ran through a bunch of people, and none of them really seemed to gel, so I just said, okay, I'll keep the seat warm for a couple of months. And then it didn't look like Scott was going to be able to return, and so then we, unfortunately, it was a mixed bag. I mean, it was kind of a hard situation, I think, for everybody. But in April of 2016, we wound up flipping the show to the Markley and Van Camp show. So I kind of fell into it. I had always been a news guy. I'd always kind of thought that's where my career was going. But the show just kind of took off, after what happened with Scott. And, here we are now. And it is amazing. Still, Scott's return to the airwaves is incredible. If you haven't followed that story, You might be able to look it up on, just Google Scott Robbins heart attack, and you'll see he has had an amazing return back to the airwaves, and it's great to have him part of the show.
David Van Camp joining us. Mark Van Camp show makes his debut here on WGIL next Tuesday afternoon. They'll be on from 2 to 5 each weekday. And, David, it seems to me having come from the news background that when you're not only with Jamie, but when you guys have Scott on there as well, you're kind of the even-keeled guy, kind of the voice of reason amongst some craziness sometimes. Is that kind of fair to say?
It depends on who you ask. But what we try to do, I try to bring, okay, here's what the story is, lay out what the story is. And the number one thing we try to do as sort of the collective, because I do lean more towards the here's the straight news story, but we always try to find, in every case possible, what's the funny part of this story. So I guess if you would want to call it, like, my character is more like, hey, here's the news guy who finally gets to comment on stories. Because if you're just a news reporter, you don't get to editorialize, most of the time at least. You don't really get to say, oh, well, what that person said was dumb, or what that person said was really good, or this person just said something ridiculous and let's laugh about it. So it's sort of like the news guy unleashed.
Are you comfortable in that role, that you finally get to do that? Because some guys aren't comfortable being able to be in that position, as they've tried to had to stay right. I'm just bringing you the facts, but now I can kind of throw my opinion out there. Was that hard for you?
At first, it was a little weird because I'd never done it before. I'd always been very, very straightforward. Here are the facts of this story as it is, and then I sort of got a taste for it when I got thrown into the commentator realm, and it actually has been a ton of fun to finally be able to just actually give an opinion on these stories. But every time before our approach to a segment is always, okay, let's lay out the story first and then react to it. So it's not just about spin first. It's about here's the story and then let's react to it.
David Van Camp from the Markley and Van Camp Show. They'll debut here on WGIL next Tuesday afternoon, 2 o'clock, 2 to 5 each weekday. And David joining us here this morning. So David, we talked with Jamie a little bit yesterday about kind of the difference between your show and other nationally syndicated shows that just spend the whole time on politics. And even though you guys do get into politics, as you said, you try to find that humor in what's going on. But politics isn't all you guys talk about, though.
No, because we realize that not everybody wants to just listen to somebody pounding on the pulpit for 3 hours. There's a lot of anger in a lot of, especially the nationally syndicated shows. It's a lot of times just an angry dude pounding on the desk. And we kind of figure, whether it was a conscious decision or not, there is an opening to have fun on talk radio. And, my perception of the, talk show, especially for mainly for the national guys, is that talk radio is not fun. It's sort of like, take your medicine, here's what it is. And we just want to break free from that. We want to be a little bit different in that we're not going to talk about politics all the time. We're not going to shove that down your throat. We are going to talk about random stuff, but things that people actually care about. A conversation that Jamie and I have had a lot is, what are real people talking about today? What is something that if you went to a bar, a coffee shop, a Little League baseball game, what are the parents or the dude at the bar going to be talking about tonight? And in reality, a lot of times, it's not what you might see on CNN. It's not what you might see on MSNBC. It's not, we just want to have a real conversation.
And I guess that's part of the appeal, is that somebody sitting there listening to a couple of guys having that conversation. They could be sitting next to them in the bar or whatever. So I guess that's kind of what makes it appealing to people.
Yeah, I think that is always the approach, just to try to make people laugh and try to have real conversations.
David Van Camp from the Markley and Van Camp Show joining us here this morning. Their show will debut here on WGIL, nationally syndicated. Starting next Tuesday, it'll debut 2 to 5 o'clock here on WGIL. Have you gotten a sense, I know prior to you guys being nationally syndicated, you were also on in some other markets with your company. You were already on in Portland, Oregon, and Orlando, and some other places. Did you get any sense, or since you've gone syndicated, did you kind of go back to, like, when you were first in radio, and you kind of that thought, like, man, all these people are hearing me and what I'm doing, which that goes away pretty quickly. You don't even really think about it. Did you kind of get that feeling once again? It's like, oh, my gosh, we're on all these markets now and all these other people and then some bigger markets. Did you get that sense at all?
I think it's more I just choose not to think of it. I still think of it as we are a show catered for Central Illinois. This is what we do. Because if I do think about any number of affiliates that we have, I will psych myself out. You're absolutely right. You'll get that. So, I mean, the approach is always, what is somebody in middle America going to want to hear? And when you have that mindset, you can really think of, we are programming for Central Illinois. And who knew, even in a kooky place like Portland, Oregon, there are real people who like straightforward opinions.
Well, and obviously somebody thinks it works in that area because even more kooky in Seattle you're going to be heading on, what, this week as well or next week, next couple of weeks?
Yeah, in the next couple of weeks we'll be starting there in Seattle. And, I mean, that's really exciting. I try not to think about it as much as possible just because I think if I do, I'll wind up trying to program for an audience that isn't where we're based.
Yeah,
programming for an audience where we're based has actually been very successful across the country.
Yeah, and I think that was part of the appeal with Roger Lundin, our general manager, is the fact that you guys, I mean, you sound like a Midwest talk show, although you do talk about some of the same stuff that you might hear on our other syndicated shows as well. But knowing that you're not guys from New York or L.A., you're not inside the Beltway or anything, it brings kind of a different perspective, I think, to everything.
Yeah, and again, it all goes back to the what are real people going to talk about? What's memorable today? What is going to start a conversation in the car as they're listening? What's going to make people laugh as they're, you know, going home or going to work, depending on what region you're in and what your job is? But that's always just be real is the approach.
David Van Camp, the Markland Van Camp Show debuts here on WGIL next Tuesday afternoon, 2 to 5 weekdays. David, anything else that we need to know about the Markland Van Camp Show?
No, we're really excited about being added to the lineup and get ready to laugh.
David, thanks so much for your time this morning. Look forward to listening to you guys some more.
Thank you.